Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. What is up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Shred Show Live. You've got the two Joshes hanging out again. When Josh and I get together, there can be no wrong, so I am so excited to be hanging out with Josh Friend from Accelerate. And ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about something that I continually see in so many industry groups. We hear the word CRM, and we're like, oh, here we go. Another CRM conversation. How do I better serve my clients? You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to redefine the word, because what you once knew as a CRM, times are evolving. Innovation is happening, and Accelerate is absolutely leading the way. We're going to be talking about CRMs. We're going to talk about partnerships and integrations. We're going to talk about events coming up. You are not going to want to miss this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go do some shredding. Ladies and gentlemen, when I hang out with Josh, I just get excited just because he's one of those people. He's positive. He's a leader, and he just has so many things. If you missed our last show, the data and everything we discussed was absolutely so brilliant. There were so many people commenting like, holy cow, like, I had no idea. So Josh and Accelerate, they continue to lead from the front. They continue to do innovative things. And Josh, that's what we're talking about today, because I want to kind of set the record straight, because I mean, for years and years and years, there have been CRMs that come and go. There have been some CRMs that have, you know, withstood the test of time within our industry. But even then, even now, a CRM, they're changing, they're evolving. There are new things that are coming out. Accelerate in themselves is not is technically, some people are like, oh yeah, of course, it's a CRM. That's what Accelerate is. But it's a customer experience platform. The experience that our consumers go through, that's what's critical about it. So let's kind of think about this. So I'm sure you've been in this industry a long time as well. CRMs, when you first hear it, like, what is truly a CRM? What should it be doing for us?
It's a great question. So I think a great way to start was what has a CRM in the mortgage industry typically been?
Right. Very good place to start.
So typically what a CRM is, when lenders think, I have a CRM, what they're talking about is they have some marketing automation tools. I can print some flyers. I can send some emails. I have a general place where I can put people's information in and they sit there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, and that's what's been used, because quite honestly, loan officers, by and large, for a long time, especially self-service and people, you know, get their own business, they're working their Rolodex, they have their process. They don't really want to start using a CRM. They've been slow to adopt.
Right.
But they'll use the tools. They want to print a flyer. They want to make sure someone gets an email from them on a monthly basis or something. But that's really that's what CRMs have been. But the truth is, a CRM is actually, that's like part of a CRM. That's what you use a CRM to connect to. The right. CRM is actually, how do you manage the workflow and a customer for life? So how does your end through different people?
Right.
How does the loan officer interact with this person? And then when it's in these stages, when it goes to this stage, how does this person interact with it? What information does each group need to have? What automation, what workflow? Do you have processes that goes from step A to step B? So you're automatically pushing people through a process and your loan officers are working through a process and you're tracking referral partners, not just sending them emails, but actually having workflows with referral partners. Like, hey, I have lunch and learns, make sure all these people get invited, the ones that have given me business. I talk to this person. You actually are creating workflows and you're really managing the whole relationship, right?
Right.
So I think that's what's the difference is. And the truth is, the one that's been out there that people have been able to use in our industry that's a CRM is Salesforce. And I mean, I'll just tell you right now, if you're in the mortgage industry and you're using Salesforce, you really want to think not to be using Salesforce. They're a great company, around for a long time. We copied a lot of what they did, a lot of the innovations, the database design, things that we built, which is great. We just did it 10 years later with newer technology and very specifically with Moore's people in mind, with the Moore's tools already built. Salesforce allows you to manage whatever you want, manage workflows, multiple people. Great, but you have to then go build everything.
Right.
Right. You know, so that's kind of what was out there.
I know that was in the very beginning when I had my mortgage company, my partner and I, when we were trying to build out a CRM, we were using Salesforce in the very beginning. We transitioned later because Salesforce was so like, there's so much to it. And unless you actually had somebody who was completely dedicated, almost a developer, like who could actually go and make it really, it was customizable, which was cool, but it was just like, it was so confusing. We just need it. And I think most mortgage professionals, something that we get wrong a lot is sometimes we want the latest and greatest. You and I have talked about this before, like the shiny object syndrome. They're like, oh, like I'm just going to go do this and I'm going to jump ship and go here. If they just truly understood and if they utilized and they actually were effective with the CRM they have in front of them, like in Celery, if they actually knew the tools that they could, that simplified so much of this process. Like you said, it's really being able to, how are we interacting? What experience are we creating for that consumer? And really, is it a good experience for them? Because there are plenty of just, you know, automated tools out there that will just send them a reminder email or send them an automated email or whatever it is. What Incelerate is building and what you're doing and kind of your vision for this is so much deeper, so much more. It is creating that relationship. It is creating that experience, which that's where the innovative, that's where the future of that relationship of where that experience is going, right?
No, absolutely. And that's kind of the reason why, you know, we came up with the term customer experience platform is CRM is part of that.
Sure.
Right. The other parts are like telephony. So how do you manage, you're a lender and you want to manage interaction with your customer, understand what's actually taking place. Are you emailing them, calling them, texting them? What's taking place? If you don't have the phone integrations or your own telephony stuff, which we have both, we have our own telephony stuff built in our platform. Plus we integrate to many phone systems to get their telephony working with our platform. How do I manage that experience? So a customer needs to get a call because something happened. It goes in the process and then you want the processor to call them. It gets locked with a loan officer, whatever it may be. Well, how do you manage that experience if those are two separate pathways, right? Well, it's our platform. It's the same thing. Our system's going to manage that for you. It's going to automate the phone call. It's going to create a queue. That doesn't happen. It's going to give it to somebody else to make a call. It's going to go on a report that it hasn't been done. So now you're managing these processes. So now you can really manage the customer experience because, you know, I was a lender for a lot of years and what I would get, and this is one of the reasons why I built it, was people would say, I called Sally three times and Sally hasn't called me back. And I'd go, all right, I'll meet the phone number. I'd go in the phone system and I would look to see who's called. And, you know, so I'm like, I can't do that every time, nor can my sales managers and nor can the average person. So let's build a report. And so we just started integrating phone systems. So we actually know, hey, did you call this person? We actually know if you called them or not. Right. We know if they called you and you haven't called them back. So that's really managing the experience. Like that's how you manage an experience. It's not just send you an email or when I type something in the computer, it's do you call me? Do I call you? Do you text me? Do I text you? All those things are really being managed through the experience as well.
See, and I think that's where the common misconception or the common mistake that we see, a lot of times people just think a CRM is like, oh, is it keeping me in front of my database? There are data, there's analytics that go in behind. Like I know when we were running our teams of loan officers, I love seeing those reports, being able to pull like, okay, are you making the phone calls? Are those customers, you and I talked about all the numbers that you guys did, all the different surveys, the numbers that you guys, the data you pulled together was so incredibly brilliant. And you can see like most companies, like it's not happening. So when you actually have a system that can show you, and sometimes that's all it is, Josh, like we just need to see that the work is or is not being done. And it's as simple like, okay, this is where we need to improve on right there. But sometimes, again, we have that misconception as an industry that a CRM is just like, oh, it's there to like send out this little gift or this little email. It is so much deeper than that. And if you have a CRM that's all you're using it for is just those little email reminders or those little pushes, like you're missing it. There's so much more that you should be experiencing when it comes to a customer experience platform.
No, you're absolutely right. And having more than just the, you know, the push, but having all these other different pieces in the platform, it does make it more powerful. And, you know, it's, you know, I think we're seeing a lot of, I'm going to say younger retail loan officers really adopt our platform that are the ones, our boots on the ground, and doing fantastic with it. Right. So, I mean, we have some that I've gone out to Brian Decker at Modern Lending.
Of course, he
has built things in that platform. I looked at it. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, I think other people would like to use some of these tools you built within the platform. So people are, you know, there are people definitely adopting. I have to tell you, those are the types of people that, in, you know, I'm 45, I've been in this industry for 23 years. In 10 years, they're going to be the ones that are now leading the way.
Absolutely.
And in 20 years, they're going to be the ones in front of the large companies, managing everything. Cause, you know, that's just how time goes on. And so those companies that are invested in looking at these things in a different light are the ones that are really, you know, are going to be, you know, growing, moving into the, you know, the next 5-10 years.
Well, as you see guys like Brian Decker, you see the innovators who are finding these tools, seeing how to best utilize them. And then, like you said, tweaking them a little bit. But that's what's cool about the Incelerate. And I want to start to shift to this, because Incelerate, what you guys do have is, you know, you don't have all the tools to be perfect at everything. And something that you and I have shared and you have talked to me about that I think is so brilliant is you have these open API integrations, and we won't get all into API integrations. Basically, you can have one tool that talks to another tool that basically they fit together like a puzzle. They work together. They cohesively help us. We hear a lot about technology. We hear a lot about AI. We hear about, you know, tech taking jobs, when in actuality, like, tech is there to simplify our jobs. It is there to communicate with, you know, another program, because again, Incelerate is not everything. It's not the Ellis. It's not everything, but it does have those integrations. So we hear a lot about tech stacks in this industry. We hear a lot about the perfect tech stack. And, you know, we all have our arguments of what a perfect tech stack actually looks like, but Incelerate at its core is creating the opportunity. So everything can communicate. So everything can work together. Correct?
Yeah. That's right. You know, it's exactly the core fundamental build of our platform is being able to easily access and control data in between systems. So everything is API driven. And I was just talking to a large lender of ours right before this call, with the person that runs all Incelerate for them and does all the data. And they've been a customer for quite a few years. And we're just kind of going through a handful of things of just different functionality. And, hey, this would be cool. I'm using this. And he goes, you know, one of the things I really like about the platform, which is the truth, is you don't really actually need to build any of these other functionality for me, because I'm just integrating. If I don't like your version of text messaging, or if I don't like your version of this or your version of that, I'm just integrating into other platforms and I like their version better. So now I have this integrated. And he goes, that is what I like most about your platform, is I can just go do that myself.
Hmm.
Right. And that's really what it comes down to, is, listen, we want to be the best at what we're the best at.
Exactly.
And I don't, you know, and if we can go partner with someone who already has created a product and you can easily get it through our platform and they're the best at that, all, you know, that's great, right? We don't have to be the best, you know, we can't be the best at everything out there. We can be the best at what we're best at. And that's what we really try to focus on, is how do I manage, control, give you data? How do you have APIs that are very easily accessible so you can do this work yourself? So you can connect a old servicing platform that you build some kind of FTP data dump thing where the system extracts the data that then our system can then translate that and tell your phone system something to go do based off of that data. And our system will do that work for you. And then tell a loan officer what to do or whatever else. So any of those systems you can really run through the platform. And that's kind of that ultimately is what lenders have to focus on, is being able to fully control data.
Yeah.
The minute someone says, hi, I'm Josh Friend, and I'm now connected to your company, I need to be able to control every interaction, know what's going on, track it, manage it through all my systems. And that, you know, I think that's kind of the race right now, is really integrated platforms.
Dude, that is the race. And data, we hear so much about data, big data. Data is driving so many actions in so many different companies in our industry, and having a system that does pull everything together. I love that you mentioned too, that we can't be perfect at everything. We can't do everything. We have to stay in our lanes, which is why we've seen some, you know, companies partnering, integrations happening. And that's why Incelerate, like, again, is so open to that. I remember back in the beginning, and you've been in this industry a long time, I remember when it was almost like, no way, we can't integrate. It's like, no, I'm just going to go build it myself. And no, we're going to go do this. And we still see companies this day spending millions of dollars on building these, you know, these new software tools or this and that, just so they can integrate with certain other, we won't mention them, but other tools and other platforms that have been used in our industry for so long. And it's like, there are better solutions. And that's just like, that's what we're trying to share with our world, share with our industry, is it is evolving. Innovation is happening. And there are more seamless. There are companies like Incelerate that are providing these solutions so companies can work, so the collaborations can happen. And I think we need to be aware. I just don't think companies are talking about that because, again, you've had so many of these players dominate the space for so long.
Yeah, you're right. And they use terms like we have APIs. Well, what does that actually mean? That can mean a lot of things. That could mean I have one thing you can connect your system to do one thing in my system. You know, it doesn't mean I can get all your data or I can make any actions take place or that you can tell me when actions take. You know, there's all these terms people use that I think have been, you know, played out. And I think, you know, the smarter lenders are starting to really understand and investigate what does this actually look like?
Yeah.
You know, what is this actually, what, let me see, let me look at your API tools and your webhook tools. And let me see what you can do with them. What does this actually look like? Because this is what I want to be able to, you know, move forward with. And that, you know, that's, I can tell you that's where we're winning business right now, is when the lenders that really care look at it, say, yep, I haven't seen anything like this yet. So that, you know, this is what we need to use.
That's awesome.
You know, that's kind of the, you know, that's what you need to be looking at.
That's what you do need to be looking at. And I want to, as we start to wrap things up here, and as we start to talk about something that you and I both do, you and I first met in an event. The first time I met you, I can't remember what it, there were so many events that you and I go to, but anyway, it was Ellie Mae. That's right. It was an Ellie Mae event. So you and I meet in Ellie Mae event, and I know you and I you're coming here to Utah. You're going to be at our Snug event. Why is it important for you? Because so many people ask this, like, oh, doesn't it take time away to travel? Like as a founder, as a CEO, you're just to travel. So many people are like, well, shouldn't you be in the company with your head down? Why attend events? You know, we're talking about collaboration. We're talking about partnerships. We're talking about, you know, API integrations. Why do you come to events? Why do you take time out of your busy schedule to actually come to events like this?
I mean, ultimately, I need to be the expert of how our product gets used in the mortgage industry, right? And I need to understand what our clients need, what our vendors are building, so that people on, you know, we can then go build the appropriate thing. We have other people on our team that does that besides myself, but ultimately, that's one of my main jobs.
Sure. Right?
Set the vision, where we're going. So I need to go meet with partners, and I want to sit down and meet with lenders. There's, you know, a lot of our lenders are going to be at this show. So sure. It's great to see our lenders and then get feedback from them. It's great to see what Simple Nexus is going to be releasing. And then those are things that we can think about internally. And it gives me an idea of, hey, let's go back, talk to the team. Here's some innovation. Right. You know, people are using this. So if we were able to connect, you know, a workflow like this, I think this is how people who are using Simple Nexus will like our product better. So it's just, you know, it's feedback. I want to know what's going on in the marketplace and, you know, and you know, hang out with fun people like you and, you know.
Well, that's just it. Is not only is it fun, everything we talk about in this industry, it's relationship based. It's building relationships. It's continuing to build that trust, that confidence. But like you said, it's talking about how do we work together better? How do we find ways to simplify the process? How do we find ways that we can better serve not only the mortgage originator, the mortgage community, but how do we serve our consumers? How do we make that experience a little more seamless for them? How do we make it more enjoyable for them? So when they go to refi with us again, when they come to buy a new home with us again, what the basis of a CRM, like you talked about, it's to create that experience for consumers. So they want to work with us again. They want to have that enjoyable transaction. They don't want to.
It's simple. So think about this, and all lenders should know this. 18% is the average recapture rate.
It's crazy.
18%.
Crazy.
And, you know, consumer satisfaction with lenders are going to be below 90% on average. I was part of People's Bank, and something we did at the bank that was, you know, revolutionary, but actually fairly simple, was we looked at consumer acceptance of banks was like 82%. You know, Wells Fargo was like, you know, the big banks are under 80%. So we said, all we have to really do is kind of be a little bit better than everyone else when it comes to service, and people are going to love us.
Yeah.
So we were. People love us, and we didn't give you free check-in and all that stuff. We didn't give the highest interest rates on your CDs. We were the lowest, meaning but people loved us because of service, and it was really easy to stand out. And if you looked at you mentioned the study from the last show. If you look at that, you go, oh crap, 19 hours is all I have to do. I got to beat the average lender out there to respond to my consumer. I get to 10 hours. 1 hour. Heck, you can use our system and you're there doing it in 30 seconds. How do I stand out? I mean, that's a massive difference that then makes a massive difference, right? That's easy to stand out with this stuff. Now, today it is because there's easier technology to use. You know, you can deploy it. It's, you know, it's been proven versus, you know, in the years past, you had to build. That's why I built Incelerate originally for myself, was because it didn't exist. Hmm. So, you know, you had to go build this yourself. Now you don't. Now you can leverage something that's already built. Yeah.
And I think that's so, it's so crazy because we talk about, you know, 2022, this new year, how do we differentiate ourselves? How do we stand out? And like you said, there's such a big, like, you have to just be a little bit better than your competition. The door is freaking wide open, Josh. And like, sometimes we talk about how competitive our market is and like, and it's like, it is, but at the same time, there's so much opportunity to just improve. Sometimes we think of these monumental, like incremental, like we need to get better this much. We need to improve this much, when in actuality it's like, hey, you just got to get a fractionally better, just a little
that's
bit
it.
Better
little pieces. It's a half percent here, it's a percent there, it's 2% there. And I think what's great, if you're a lender, if you look at your company and you go, gosh, we really have some holes here, high five. That's great, because what that means is you can easily improve. You know, yeah. When I was a lender and I looked in and I'm like, oh, I'm doing everything I can possibly do right here and it's not working. Yeah, that's discouraging. Well, that means, well, I can't do anything. It's a losing proposition. But we look at it and go, oh my goodness, I didn't realize this was falling off, or our conversions here dropped, or we're not doing this email thing. Oh wow, how did this happen? We haven't been making the calls. Whatever it may be. Sure. Then you're able to go, let me go spend some time work on these things, and then guess what happens? Production goes back up. People are happy, and
bingo.
You know, you can do something about it.
Yeah. And that's just it. It's finding those little holes. And again, if your organization is perfect, it's like, oh, you are in trouble this next year, but it's fine. Right. It's being able to find those areas that you can improve on. Jamie Holmes, I see your comment there. What is the pricing? I'll definitely have Josh and his team reach out to you, Jamie. We'll send you a message in regards to that, and they can touch with you based on in regards to that a little bit. But appreciate you being here, Jamie, and commenting. And with that, Josh, as we start to wrap things up here, again, everything we've talked about, the world of our CRM, what, especially for those like myself and you included, we've been doing this for so long. We have this idea of what CRM should be, but ladies and gentlemen, they're evolving. That's what Josh and I are talking about. We're going to continue to have this conversation. We're going to go even deeper as we continue to do more and more discussions like this, because we, as an industry, we need to continue to innovate. We need to start changing our mindset. We need to see what possibilities are in front of us. What can help us simplify that consumer process? We have to make it enjoyable. And that's exactly what Incelerate and Josh are doing, is they're really striving and accomplishing, really making that experience for our consumers an enjoyable one. So Josh, cannot thank you enough for joining us today. I'm excited to be shredding with you in person here in just a few days here at Snowbird. And dude, let me tell you what, snow is flying right outside right now. So it's going to make sure you have your, are you skier, snowboarder?
Skier.
Oh, let's go. You're going to ski. I'm going to snowboard. We're going to go shred it up, man. We're going to have a good time. Excited to see you here in Utah in a few days, my friend.
All right, buddy. I'll see you. Thanks.
Guys, so excited. We appreciate you guys joining us today. And like I said, if you guys have any more questions, and again, Jamie Holmes, love your comment. We'll make sure that the team over at Incelerate gets in touch with you so they can share some of the options for you. And if you have questions, a link is below that you guys can reach out to Incelerate. And with that, as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time for all of you guys to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See ya.